The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
For a lot of folks, including many Christians, life just in ordinary times can be very stressful. Challenges of coping with those stresses are many and often a real test of our faith. However, for millions of people, folks, Christian or not, the current COVID-19 crisis is pushing the stress meters of many folks right to the limit. But having mentioned that, I know of nobody better to talk about what these stressful times are and what they mean to people than our good friend Steve Arterburn. You know him as founder and chairman of New Life Ministries, host of the daily Christian counseling program New Life. With Steve Arterburn, you get to hear it every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM. And Steve, always great to have you on the show, but especially on a time like this. Welcome.
Well, thank you, and really grateful to get to talk to you. I was talking with some of the folks that run Salem Broadcasting, and they were telling me that on all of their search engines, on all of the different websites and things where you have a presence, the number one topic is anxiety and fear. That's what people are searching, and they're looking for answers for. And, you know, we've got some answers for that. And I feel really badly for folks that have been shamed. Because you've been afraid and you're going through a tough time, and then somebody has said, well, you know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, if I'm standing out in front of the sheriff's office in Mayberry in Andy Griffith Day, and I'm afraid I'm going to be robbed, that's not very healthy. But if I'm in a dark alley and a big guy's coming and I can see there's a gun in one hand and a knife in another, I've got something to be afraid of. And so I think there's a legitimate fear here that can lead us to take appropriate action. And when we trust God and do the responsible thing to protect ourselves, it lowers our fear. And rather than hear what I say, I'd love to be able to. There's a great quote from Martin Luther in 1527. Have you heard this quote when they were going through the plague? It's so powerful that some ministers were asking, you know, should we flee the plague? What should we do? Should we minister? And here's what Martin Luther said. He said, "I shall ask God mercifully to protect us, then I shall fumigate." I think that says it all.
Yes.
I mean, really, that's what we need to do. We need to ask God to help us and protect us and then do what we can do. But he goes on to say, then I shall fumigate, help purify the air, administer medicine, and take it. And I shall avoid places and persons where my presence is not needed in order not to become contaminated and thus perchance inflict and pollute others and so cause their death as a result of my negligence. Isn't that, doesn't that just sound like the advice we're being given today? Is just take care and don't get infected by exposing yourself and then infect somebody else.
Boy, that couldn't be better said, and what a powerful quote out of a troubled time in history, even worse than this one, but you're right.
Yes.
And I like the fact that you've said fear is okay. Fear, a healthy person knows when to be afraid, and
right.
So I don't want to communicate to folks, well, if you really trust God, you won't be afraid. No, David said there's times I'm terrified, but then I turn to the Lord and do the best I can with the circumstance.
Well, and think about this. Let's just say you have four children. and you're barely making it, and you work at a restaurant, and it looks like the restaurant may close, and you don't have good health. You're diabetic, and you're at risk. I mean, to tell somebody, hey, don't be afraid, that's a pretty big assignment. What we don't want is we don't want you to be overcome with fear. We don't want fear to win.
That's it.
God is a bigger God than that fear.
Talk about what you've been hearing this week and in the weeks prior leading up to this. What are people saying to you on the show? And I also understand you at New Life have some real resources available for folks right now.
Well, you know, we're hearing, on the one hand, we were hearing, and it gets less and less, people saying, oh, you know, I'm not going to be worried, and, you know, I don't care and all of that. And then on the other hand, we hear people shut down totally, and they don't know what to do, can't really function mm-hmm. at all. And so one of the things we did is we have this video library just for our Club New Life members, 360 videos. We opened that up for everybody. They can view any of those videos at newlife.com. The last Bible I did, specialty Bible, is called the Restoration Bible. And I'll give anybody that wants one, that needs, you know, a new Bible or a great devotional and study Bible to help them through this, I'll send it to you for free. All you have to do is just email me at stevesocial@newlife.com, and I'll send you a Bible. The other thing we're doing, I've got a book called Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's a Bible story book for 8 to 12-year-olds, and it's funny, but it's really rich. And I'm reading one of those for kids every day. I'm doing I just finished up a live Facebook feed that I'm doing every day, 5 o'clock Eastern time. And then we're just available. We've got people at 1-800-NEW-LIFE that want to talk to folks. So anything we can do, we're trying to do it to help folks during this time. And if you need some help, I hope you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, because this is what our ministry was designed for, were times like this when the struggle can be the toughest.
And that email again, stevesocial@newlife.com?
Yeah, just give us your address, and we will send you this great devotional study Bible. It's the Restoration Bible. I think you'll really find it encouraging during this time.
And what can we as Christians do, especially to our non-Christian friends? This seems to be a most important and rich opportunity to really, truly not preach at them by any means, anytime, but to speak words of hope to those who are really struggling right now and don't have the frame of reference of a faith. What do we say to them?
Well, Don, you know, you really, I think your heart and your spirit is such in the right place. This is not a time to preach at them. And I'd also, it's also not a time to hyper-spiritualize and say God has brought this on our world so people would repent. But here's something. This is an interesting concept for us Christians. How about we listen to our unsaved friends and see where they are and ask how they're doing and what they're going through, how this has impacted them? I think that's the first thing. And then to tell them that we sure feel for them and we empathize. And you might be able to throw in a hopeful message to say, you know, that you really do believe that God is there for them. And no matter what, he wants a relationship with them, and he wants to comfort them and strengthen them. For me, I got to tell you, I left California Sunday before last, and I didn't want to infect my family. I don't have any symptoms, but I went into a self-imposed isolation, Don. I have not been with my family. I haven't had any human contact for 10 days now. And I know what a struggle it is for folks in total isolation. I'm living at my office on my own. And so I might be mentally ill a little bit, Don. So I'm asking people, how do I look? But I know what the stress of isolation can do. And please be compassionate for people. Call folks in nursing homes and retirement centers that are locked in and can't have anybody visit them. Reach out to folks. Be creative. Do some things that you've never done before. And the more you get out of yourself and into trying to help others, the faster that time is going to go, and the better it's going to go for everybody.
Final word. You reminded me of a book in my library of some years ago. You probably know about it. It was written by Dr. John Drakeford called The Awesome Power of the Listening Ear. And sometimes that's all folks want is someone to hear them. And we don't have to preach a sermon to just listen.
I was John Drakeford's pet student because when he was the dean of counseling over there at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he was a writer, I was the guest columnist,
or I was a guest columnist
for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and I would sit in his class, and then he'd read my articles in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and we developed a wonderful relationship. What a great memory that is. But a final word to everybody, not a time to cower in fear. Don't be ashamed if you are afraid. Reach out. Get some help. Don't go through it alone. And really trust the fact that God does take really horrible things and brings really good things out of them, and he'll do that for you too.
Great word, Dan Don. Thank you, my friend. God bless you and all your staff, and I hope you can get home soon before you do go crazy.
Four more days, yes. Thanks, Don.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.